You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking, or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going, whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
So far, so good. You can't go anywhere. You know, we have this hotel to ourselves, and you can't go anywhere without seeing a collection of individuals. I think, I might have saw, Tua and Tyreek and Brewer play cards for about 4 hours as I was going in and out of my office. They're guys are getting out, they're doing stuff, together. And it's all, I think they understand the value in it. I think JB spoke on it the first day that they, once they saw the opportunity, understanding that we don't, all live next to each other, that I think guys are really leaning into it. There's been a lot of dinners, a lot of offensive players hanging out with defensive players and vice versa. So it's been overall, so far so good. We have a couple more joints and a game left, but I think all the time's been utilized well.
All right, that was Mike McDaniel, now in a new location in Detroit from Chicago with the team. And by the way, I'm guessing they got a little rest because the Lions, they're going to get after it. The Lions in a little different situation than the Miami Dolphins. We're going to talk about some of that stuff. They got joint practices today and tomorrow. And a lot of stuff. Got to get to. One Lions linebacker had some warning for the Miami Dolphins. We'll get into that. And Jalen Ramsey on the very popular Pivot podcast. Talking a little bit, didn't get into anything directly, but insinuated, a lot of things. But it was all the things we already knew, right? He was late a lot. Hey, listen, I mean, it's over. He's gone. Mike didn't think it was fixable. And it was destroying the team. One strong personality, doing it his way, being late for meetings and practices. And I'm guessing Jalen Ramsey, I'm just kind of reading between the lines a little bit, didn't have a lot of respect for Mike McDaniel. Sounds like if you read all this stuff and you follow all his social media stuff, he didn't like the talent on the team. He didn't think they had a real chance. I'm not sure he's crazy about his coaches. I know some of them before he wasn't. I had heard that he liked Anthony Weaver a lot, but wasn't happy about what he saw on the team. So, listen, he's on his fourth team. I don't think he said anything directly. He was still like, you got to read between the lines on stuff that he said. And I love it because everybody's going to have a little different take. Like, well, he didn't rip anybody individually, really. And, well, yeah, he didn't, but made a lot of comments about going to a team that, can win and playing for a team that respects their coach. I mean, how are you going to read into that? Like, of course that's what it's about. Hey, and I think he's going to be a good soldier this year. I think he knows about all the practice and meetings being late. And I think Mike Tomlin's a guy he's going to respect, and he'll be ready to go.
It was in the works for a little minute, I would say.
So he knew something else.
It was in the works, but things had to get put together the right way. Things had to come together from my standpoint, to the Dolphins, to the Steelers. I think all of us had to come to a, I guess you could say, agreement. We all had to come to a consensus on what it would be. I do appreciate the Dolphins and them working with me and David. Mm-hmm. You know, not just, hey, this team called and, you know, we're going to send you here and this and that. Like, right. It wasn't any of that. It was very open communication with, this is, you know, y'all been good to us. I've been good to y'all. Like, let's do it the right way. Let's go to a team that's going to be able to compete. Mm-hmm. Let's go to a team where there's a lot of respect for the head coach in there and, you know, the staff, a place where I can continue developing, playing at a high level,
right.
Maybe be versatile. And then, you know, I had to let David do his thing too. You know, the money was involved. So he did his thing with that. And then, you know, obviously the Steelers, you know, they really wanted me here. And, you know, at the end of the day, I wanted to be here as well. And so I just it got to a certain point where I was like, everything is good on my end. Let's get the business handled. Y'all do that part. And y'all let me know when it's a go. So that kind of took a little minute to get done. But once that got done, it was like, let's go.
All right. So that was some of Jalen Ramsey. Really, you know, I give him credit. Really hadn't said much. I thought everybody thought he was going to let it rip. I did. I thought he was going to let it rip as soon as he got a little comfortable and things started going well in Pittsburgh, which, by the way, reading about everything, he's having a great camp. He's one of the best players on the team, plays he's making and things he's doing and being a good soldier about doing different things that he's asked to do, which, you know, he did not necessarily like doing here. So, yeah, I think he was aware of everything and smart enough to go there, realize they have a chance to have a really good defense, have a lot of really good players if they get them all signed and in camp and ready to go. But it's over, man. It's over. And right now he's getting ready, and they'll see each other. What's that date again, Woody? December 15th or something? They'll see each other. The Dolphins will be going up to Pittsburgh and there'll be a lot. Hey, but anyway, it's done.
So Omar came out yesterday and was like, this isn't him ripping them. Like, if he wanted to, he would have.
Oh, he could have blasted him.
Yeah.
It's true. But he also don't make it sound like it was a love affair.
There was a little shot in there. There was a little shot. But
hey,
yes,
honestly,
it could have been a whole heck of a lot worse.
Yeah, but I, you know, everybody knew what this was about.
I still want to know the truth of what happened.
Everybody, I
guess we'll never find out now, but I'd like to find out exactly what happened. Like, who had the issue? Who decided, like, this is enough? Because he can't, you know, his agent came out and said one thing, then the next day, said another thing.
Well, Chris is in the middle, and he's going, you know, he wanted to be here. And I was like, I'd be careful with that, Chris. You've done this kind of stuff. Be careful. Anyway, hey, listen, I'm done. That's a great soap opera. It is down the road. He's a good player. Yes, we could use him. He obviously didn't win. And by the way, he talked a lot about the Lord, and he did a lot of praying. He's done a lot of praying when he goes team to team and stuff. And I'm not taking away from that. And he said he was waiting to get advice from the Lord and praying and stuff. And I was just wondering if the Lord told him, please just be on time for your next job. You know, that would help with everything if you could be on time when you were asking. I was wondering if he responded to that a little bit. Hey, we got all kinds of stuff. Good morning to everybody out there, and we'll be getting into everything. But yeah, today is going to be a big old interesting day for the Miami Dolphins as they get ready to go against Dan Campbell and the Detroit Lions, who over the last few years have really turned things around, different place, got out of Loserville. And first year, I remember we played them, and they started off real slow and ended up going like 9-8. They were so good. Second half, they really did great. And off that season, they go 12-5, have the 49ers, and San Francisco had that game locked up. I mean, they were kicking the 49ers butt. And they got a little aggressive and didn't take the points when they were there, and it ends up coming back to haunt them. And then last year, they're 15-2, best record in the NFC, home field throughout, and banged up defense, end up losing. So here they are, two great years. They've won some playoff games. They've got a real good team, St. Brown and Williams, Laporta. You can go through the group. Gibbs, Montgomery, as good a 1-2 punch as we've seen in the NFL at the running back position. They'll get to see all those guys. It'll be good work, especially on what we all talk about. Not sexy to talk about, line of scrimmage on both sides. It will be good work for the defensive front seven, and especially good for the offensive line, who's trying to continue to fight and scratch and claw and get ready to play. All right. So Lions linebacker, he had to know. I mean, he couldn't be this stupid. Backup linebacker, Grant Stewart, doesn't think the Dolphins are ready for the Lions brand of football and how they practice. That was his comments. And he said, listen, I was with Tampa Bay, and I know when we practiced against them, it was like, holy crap, this is not what we were expecting in the good old NFL joint practices, and they were surprised. So one thing about it, Dolphins have heard it, and now how will they respond? And, hey, listen, I love all the culture stuff, and the guys are hanging out and playing cards together and getting to know each other and building up relationships on both sides of the ball. All that stuff, but it's going to come down to stuff like today. Not that they were hanging out and Mike saw everybody bonding together, and he'd go another place and other guys were bonding together and playing cards and all the things. It's going to come down to how you play in the field and building your roster. And are you good enough? Do you have good enough players to play? And those type of things. That's sounds great. I appreciate what Mike said. I know why they're up there. I understand it. It's about the practices. It's about the two preseason games. And when it's not that, more than half the other time, it's about bonding, spending time together, and really building some chemistry with teammates and everything else around it. So you don't have that when you go through some hard times. The thought is, everybody will hang together, play tough, got your back. Nobody will let up, and we'll get all those narratives taken care of that we've been yapping about for 3 or 4 years now. So hopefully all that stuff does happen as we continue on. It's going to be good work, though, man. Dan Campbell doesn't mess around. We had him as an interim coach down here. He came in when he took over, and they named him the interim coach, head coach. He was about, hey, we got to get, first thing he said, we got to get more physical on this team. Isn't that funny? I remember when he took over and that was his message. And that was his message when they put him on Hard Knocks that year. I still remember his Hard Knocks with the Lions and having those meetings going, guys, I know you got to trust me when I tell you we got to hit and we got to be physical in practice and we got to do things other camps aren't doing right now. We got to get rid of this loser thing we've had around here for a long time. And I know how to do it. And it starts with physical practices. Remember that? I remember like yesterday watching Hard Knocks and getting it. Now on top of all that stuff and being physical, still goes back to talent, right? Still got to have really good players. And Dan Campbell got a GM that knows what he's doing because they have hit on a bunch. They've hit on some trades. They've hit on some draft picks. They've taken, right? They're loaded. They're as good at skill positions across the board as anybody. They're two running backs. They're pass receiving tight end positions. I'm not saying it's number one, but it's as good as anybody in the league. And it'll be good work before we get into the season for those guys to see those guys out there. Probably won't play in the game. A lot of them won't play in the game, but seeing them in practice one-on-one, and all the things, because they don't have a hole in their skill position on offense. There is no hole. Even their quarterback's a really good quarterback. So I just thought it was really interesting. By the way, I didn't realize, I was looking at numbers last night, Woody, and I know they did a big fantasy football show on. I watched some of it. It's just too long and but
you don't like watching other people draft.
Yeah.
Not
can't do
thing.
It. No. Yeah. I can watch a lot of stuff while I'm I was working, doing some bunch of work, and tried to stay up late last night, get a bunch of sports stuff done, but that's hard to watch.
I'd love to get the ratings for that one, by the way. So if you watch that draft.
But you know what? I was thinking
it's tough to
they watch had the stuff. Numbers though of all the people who were signing up for their fantasy football league on ESPN.
Millions of people.
One million, yeah. 1.2, 1.3, and they just kept it flipping.
Sure.
And all that stuff. And everybody was, you know, and then I see early on Jahmyr Gibbs goes. And I was like, wow, what were his numbers? And I went, oh, excuse me, 1,900 yards and 20 touchdowns.
Yeah. Well, he catches the ball too, which certainly helps.
Yeah, as part of 1,900 yards is as a receiver as well as a
so you're learning ball. Fantasy, man. You're learning it here.
Not interested in playing.
I know you're not.
But it's all tied together.
Here if you want.
Hey, Woody, it's all tied together though, right? It's all tied.
Yeah.
You want your guys on your team to be good fantasy football players. That's they're putting up good numbers. True. Your team's probably pretty good.
Dolphins have a few guys that are going to get drafted high. So,
I guess our running back was
Achan's a top, probably a first, second round pick.
Oh, I thought maybe he's a top. Right I thought you were going to say top 10 pick.
Yeah, he is. He's right. I mean, he's a fringe. Like, I think ESPN had him ranked 12th.
Okay.
So he's right there, right? Depending on how good you think his season can be. Tyreek obviously is
an
interesting one.
I didn't see where Tyreek went.
Well, he's fallen, right? I mean, because of last season. He was a first-round pick forever, but he's fallen.
Yeah,
you think he's going to have that bounce-back season? You could get good value on him.
So here's a part and for you fantasy football, and I'm not going to hit it a lot because I don't play and I don't want to do it. I know a lot of people do fantasy football shows and have a lot of that on their shows and stuff, and I know you got to make picks and you got to figure it out. You got your own league. You're throwing some money with your buddies. And it's fun. I get it. I get a lot of people really enjoy it. The league is glad you're doing it. Gets more people watching. It's all good. I got one question I watched last night. I was going to hit you with this, Woody. Matter of fact, I should come back and do this. But I want to ask you. I'm watching these people that all work at ESPN in sports for a living. They had a combination of everything. Their gambling site people were on the show. Adam Schefter was on the show. They had some of their, they did a little bit of everybody. I don't know how they put them all together, but some people you don't see a lot and some people you see every day. So they're all into it. And I'm guessing they do like the fantasy stuff and fall and understand how good it is for ESPN and everything else. They put a lot of time into it last night. Can you explain to me how McCaffrey goes ahead of the two big horses in Philadelphia and Baltimore?
Yeah, I'd be happy to if you'd like. He catches.
They have nothing in common. He's always hurt, and they're not.
He catches the ball, and if he's healthy, he's the best fantasy player you got going, probably. Whew. I'm just telling you, I would never draft him. I would stay away from him. I mean, I don't like drafting guys that are really injury prone.
I just looked at those other two guys, and I know it's mostly running
again,
the ball numbers.
A lot of it goes back to like how much. What kind of league do you have, right? Do you have a PPR league? And Christian McCaffrey obviously catches the ball a lot.
He's a we got a lot of guys that flirt around 2,000. Not a lot, but a handful of guys that flirt around 2,000 yards when you look at their receptions. And, hey, look, we got a guy down here that quietly had 1,400 and something yards. And with Achan, nice balance of, what, 6 and 6, 6 touchdowns. On the ground and 6 catching the ball. All right, we got to go to break. We'll have more on
that
stuff.
By the way, he had like one big season in, that was a 2023. It looks like Joey played 16 games. He had 1,500 yards on the ground, but he also, again, he had all those catches to go along with that. So in 2023, he had almost 600 yards receiving to go along with that on 67 catches. So.
All right.
That helps, man. That
all right.
Helps. You
well,
get a
listen,
point for each one of those. So.
Hey, dude, save your thoughts. You're great at your thoughts are great, but you drag me a couple more minutes and then we get a little out of whack here. Say good morning, my man, Jamie. Jamie, how you doing, man? I'm not feeling well. Couldn't make it in today. Do we know how's it going with that girl today that he was swiped and he thought he had something going?
I'm not
kind of came to an
not
end.
Getting updates on that one.
Yeah,
that's you. You come
didn't
in
seem
here,
real
you
open. You're right, Woody. I like to get updates with my guys. Atlantic Men's Clinic. I get my own updates there. Hey man, best thing ever happened. People go, hey, do you really like Atlantic Men's Clinic as much as you talk about? I go, more. anytime I have, you want to come up to me. I have people come up to me on the road in the hotel going, "Hey, there's Atlantic Men's Clinic, man." And I go, "Yep, it's a great program." And I got to tell you, I know something that you don't know. And they go, and the guy goes, "Well, what's that?" And I go, "Every guy, including you and everybody else that's in this room, there are a whole bunch of people in the front." I said, "Everybody, every man here is going to have low T and ED kick in. The question is," and I look around, "what are you doing when you get it? Do you just stay tired all the time in a funk, moody, grumpy, can't sleep well, sex drive is gone, and you go, well, I guess this is just the way it's going to be?" And it happens, by the way, to guys in their early 40s, 50s, 60s. And I'm in 60s. It hit me hard. Oh, man. And it was sure nice to have Atlantic Men's Clinic that I was told about, told me about it, told me what to do, went down, met with them, set up that first appointment, got the T, the PSA test. They brought their professionals down to answer all my questions and have all the questions you do. How quickly will it kick in? Is it, am I doing the right thing? Is it dangerous? And all those things. And they answer all your questions, tell you all the benefits, and you are off and running. And man, you feel, you start to feel great. It all comes back. You start feeling better. And when you're feeling better and you're active, you start losing weight. Because I'm like everybody else. I love to eat. And if I'm not being active, I gain weight when I don't, because I keep eating the same amount. If you're going through all this stuff, Atlantic Men's Clinic is going to work for you. I'm telling you, 7 locations in South Florida to serve you, including a brand new location in Hollywood. Call them today, 877-455-7300. You've been thinking about it. You've been thinking about it, but you haven't. Well, set it up today. Visit AtlanticMen'sClinic.com. Get more information.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music, or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great, but it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find the Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Be good. Look, that's a talented roster. They're creative on offense, and they got a tough D, you know, that's that kind of Baltimore background. So the scheme will be good. The speed on the perimeter will be really good for our guys, you know, obviously with what they've got. So, you know, we're looking forward to it.
Little Dan Campbell, head coach of the Detroit Lions, talking, saying nice things about the Miami Dolphins. And meanwhile, the Dolphins are going, "Yeah, and we know that you like to get after it on the line of scrimmage." And here we go. Last year, by the way, the Lions, 146 yards on the ground a game, 4.7 average. And again, they're one of those teams. Woody, I put the Lions, tell me if you're with me. I put the Lions now as they go into year three of having a really good team, one of the better teams. The Lions now go in the same program as Baltimore and Buffalo. Like, you better be careful. The 49ers, they had it together, held it as long as they can. Mm-hmm. It's shot.
I don't know, man.
49ers are done.
The problem is they don't have an elite quarterback. And I think Jared Goff is really good. I'm not saying he's not. And he's in that, like, really good tier.
Mm-hmm.
But they don't have, you know, Josh or Lamar, which, the two teams you just named. I do think conference is easier to make its way out of.
I think he's good enough that he doesn't hold you back. But that's just
No. He's very good. I don't think he holds him back at all.
So I think, I don't think, but they got the Philly problem.
He is limited, though, right? He's not athletic like the other guys.
So he's
a little limited.
But. Yeah, I mean, he doesn't run like that. No, he's not a runner.
But you were right when you said the skill position guys are that. Those guys are elite. that group of skill position players. They have an elite tight end. They have an elite wide receiver.
They're across the board.
Running back.
Yeah. You can't key on just one guy in that thing. And if you do drop back some extra guys, they got a back that's, listen, he's special.
I'm with you, by the way, on best. They have the best skill position guys in the league. I'm with you on that.
So
I think you said best. Did you say best or one of the best? Whatever you said.
I said best, and then I thought about Philadelphia. So I was a little careful.
I don't know, man. I'm still – you could put the Lions in there. I'm good with that if you want.
But I just look at – and by the way, it's great pro. I want the Dolphins to get there. I want the Dolphins to get the level of the Lions and the Bills and Baltimore, where you win your division. And now listen, I saying that, you don't want to have home field advantage and lose it in the second round of the playoffs or the first round of the playoffs, and Baltimore has done that. And Buffalo's there, and then they go, well, we got to go play Kansas City and play them at our house and lose. We play them at their house and lose, and you know what's coming, like Kansas City's going to the Super Bowl. And again, so because at some point, even with these great quarterbacks, if you don't have enough, like Mahomes did not have enough to beat Philadelphia. He's running around. That thing needed some upgrades and some certain positions, which, by the way, they think they've taken care of. But I would like to be in the situation of the Lions, who, by the way, just a few years ago, we talked about them. And by the way, Cincinnati, same way. Before they got Joe Burrow, we talked about them. Oh, my God, how bad they are. One of the worst franchises in sports. They lose all the time. The Barry Sanders thing came out. They hadn't won a playoff game in forever and had Barry Sanders. And after him, had some really good players. And they got documentaries on how bad they are. And now we're not talking about the Lions in that group. They have jumped up to the big party. The big, big party.
And just how much would you rather be in the NFC right now, man? The road to the Super Bowl is so much easier.
I don't think so.
I know the Eagles are tough, and I know the Lions are tough, but
I don't
getting
think...
the problem is you have to get through the three best quarterbacks in football to get, right? The three best.
You do.
Who all play in very, very cold weather cities.
You do.
It is a very tough road to get to the Super Bowl.
I do agree. They have – the AFC has got them on quarterbacks. And would not disagree with you because Joe Burrow – had a great second half, and they don't have very good defense, and they were losing shootouts last year and had the great half to get over. Hell, I forgot they were 9-8.
Yeah, I mean, think about what the road to a Super Bowl would be, like realistically for the Dolphins. And maybe you get home field, maybe you don't, but you're talking about going through Buffalo. You're talking about going through KC. Baltimore is a brutal place to play.
Before you can even have that discussion, you have to win your division. Before you can,
they got the better second tier quarterbacks in the AFC too, don't they? Like,
before
we put Joe Burrow, but
you have the discussion of going, you have to win your division. I'm not saying
I know
you got to win your division.
That's going to be tricky, though.
It is, because of Buffalo. But that should be where there should be no other goal right now, except because the wild card thing is I've done so many shows on barely getting in there, and then you got to go. You know the place we've been through the years. We've been to Pittsburgh. We've been to Buffalo. We've been to a bunch of different places. And it's hard, man. That wild card road in cold weather has – and by the way, I know everybody makes a lot of the cold weather. We're just – it's being on the road and just tough. Barely get in and – they go, congratulations, you got in. You're a little beaten up, but you got to go to Kansas City. You're a little beaten up, but you got to go there. You're a little beaten up, but you got to go somewhere else. It's a tough road. No question about that, man. Hey, we got to go to break. We've got a lot more stuff to get to here. What do you got for me? No way. Well, I just got to tell you right now, this is special. And I will screw up the format all day long to go down to the Keys and spend a little time with a Super Bowl Hall of Fame coach. Won some Super Bowl. He's won at every level he's been at. Jimmy Johnson joins us. Jimmy, good morning. How you doing? Are you on that walk? Are you on that little walk this morning?
No, Joe, I am just about to get on Highway 1, and I'm going to go visit with my favorite team here in a few minutes.
Which one?
Well, hey, what do you think? Miami Hurricanes.
Oh, I thought so. I just wanted to hear it, man. I wanted to hear the Hurricanes thing, boy. Jimmy, it's funny. I'm just sitting here and I was just talking about I want to be in a situation that we won too many years ago, and you saw it firsthand where the Lions, we used to call them one of the worst franchises, and Dan Campbell gets together with a really good general manager, and in a matter of a few years, look how friggin' good they are, Jimmy.
Yeah, I've talked to Dan a few times, and I love the way he coaches. I love the culture that he changed there, and you know exactly how that culture changed. It changed because they were a physical football team, and when you're a physical football team and you work as hard as they work, you practice as hard as they practice, your will to win becomes stronger, you know, and, you know, that's what it all is. You know, as close as all these professional games are, it comes down to the, you know, which team's got the more grit and which one's got the more toughness and which one has the will to win.
Well, I'll tell you what, Jimmy, these practices are going to be good for the Miami Dolphins. I saw one of their linebackers came out and said, doesn't think the Dolphins are ready for the Lions brand of football and how they practice compared to the way the Dolphins practice. And I thought, hey, I didn't take it as a shot. I hope the Dolphins go, hey, man, they're right. We got to get more physical. You just can't be fast. You agree with that?
Yeah. And you know what, Joe? You know, I used to have this battle with Howie Long and Michael Strahan, all the players. Yeah, they always want to pull back, you know, stay healthy.
Yeah.
You know, and the coaches always want to make it more physical, you know, to try to build a football team that's going to have that will to win. And so it's always a battle. But, you know, the way the rules are nowadays, I'd have a tough time because, you know, we were scrimmaging about every other day when I was coaching.
You didn't have to worry about goal line with your team, right? Oh my!
We had that inside drill run, and the only guy that I held out was Emmitt Smith. Everybody else played.
You know, it's a great one, Jimmy. We have talked the last 3 days a lot about how physical do you and playing preseason games. How do you feel about starters playing? I think you need some work, don't you?
Oh, without question. Hey, I did a study. I actually polled about three-fourths of the trainers around the league. And every one of them said this. They said, because you don't have a whole lot of physical practices nowadays in training camp and a lot of the starters don't play, that's when you see all those injuries early in the season. You know, and because you've got to have contact to know how to fall, how to take a hit,
right,
how to survive a hit. On. And so it takes some physical play to stay healthy. And, you know, it's ironic. I mean, you talk about it, you say, hey, you got to have physical play just to stay healthy. And, you know, and a lot of people think the other way. They say, hey, pull back because I got to keep them healthy. Well, they're going to get hurt when they start getting hit. You got to have physical play if you're going to build a football team.
It is so funny to talk here and everybody say it is hard to go from not hitting at all. Now you're going 100 miles an hour in your opener and guys aren't used to it. And I agree with you from how to take a hit as a receiver, getting your pads down. Guys that haven't tackled now all of a sudden got some guy running at them and they're going, wow, it's been a while since I've done this. So I love that point you make. Hey, we were talking about teams that have been really close, and Dan Campbell's team's been one of those teams last 2 years, great record, lose at home in the playoffs a year before, had the 49ers on the rope, should have won that game. They come up. You got to be careful though, because that window doesn't stay open forever. Also Baltimore and Buffalo in that same boat. I think the 49ers, I think they've lost too much to be one of those marquee teams. How do you feel about the 49ers?
And I think they're still a good football team. They've got great talent. You know, some of their talent's getting a little older, but they're a good organization. They know how to win. They've got enough talent to do it all if they stay healthy. You know, a lot of these teams with the the roster limit now, and with the depth of their football teams, a lot of them, if they lose two or three star players, and, you know, that's what happened to Detroit last year. They lose Hutchinson. They lost all those defensive guys, and, you know, they fell off the edge. You know, they hung in there for a while, but when you lose some of those key players, your talent level really drops. So, you know, they're late in the season. You need those star players to be healthy.
Boy, I'll tell you what, it is so true. And I hear teams going, well, we think we got it. We're going to have a deep team. And others going, wow, if our starters go down, we don't have a good 53. We're not good at the back end of that 53-man roster. And it's so important because, you know, guys are going on the IR. Guys are going to get hurt. You hope they're not out all year and they can come back. But that's just part of the game, Jimmy, isn't it, that you're going to lose a lot of guys?
Yeah, and that's why you've got to have a strong roster, you know, from top to bottom. You got to have guys that are going to be able to step right in and play. In fact, that's one of the things I'm going to talk to University of Miami about today is, hey, you never know. You know, when we won the national championship, remember we had George Meyer Jr. got suspended for off-the-field problems. You know, Bernard Clark stepped right in. He was MVP of the Orange Bowl and won the national championship. We're getting ready for the Super Bowl. We're playing the 49ers, and Troy Aikman gets a concussion. You know, I picked up Bernie Kosar during the year, that, you know, really in the middle of the season. And Bernie steps in. We beat the 49ers, and we went ahead and won the Super Bowl the next week. So every player's got to be ready to play and have that opportunity.
Hey, Jimmy, speaking of the Canes, I can't wait for you to see them. I was out there last week. Well, I'll tell you what, I think this is a lot more balanced team defensively. The guys they have, I can't wait for you to see some of these young guys as well as the transfer portal guys and what they've improved, especially on the defensive side of the ball. But I was also thinking, one of your guys, the defensive line coach, man, Jason Taylor, I just you're the one that found that guy and said he wasn't too small and he could play. Hell, he ends up being a Hall of Famer.
Yeah, Jason, he just made plays. You know, I talked to a lot of people before I drafted him. They said, well, you know, he's a tweener. He's too small to be a defensive end. He's not fast enough to be an outside linebacker. And I watched him. All he did was make plays. And that was his entire career. He made more strip sacks, pick up fumbles, get interceptions. He made plays that turned the game around. And, You can't have enough playmakers, you know, and that's what I always look for. I look for guys that would make a play that would win the ball game. Jason did that.
Hey, so for you, the Miami Hurricanes coming off 10 wins, and I think this team, minus Cam Ward, who just was unbelievable as a quarterback last year and the first pick in the draft, but I think this team's more balanced. Again, I'm gonna have to pick up with you next week. I'm dying for you to see the team today. What is the message, Jimmy, when you go down there and you talk to these guys?
Well, you know, I try to change it around a little bit. Last time I was here, I talked about, you know, being in great condition and fatigue makes cowards of us all. I'm going to talk about everybody on this roster's got a role to play, and they're going to have an opportunity to play. And you never know when that opportunity is going to come. And, you know, if they prepare themselves the right way, not only are they ready for the opportunity, it improves their guy sitting right next to them. It improves the entire team if they prepare themselves to go out there and win. And so, you know, I'm going to talk a little bit about, you know, really the backup players and the guys that are role players to prepare themselves to go out there and win the ball game. And the other thing too is, you know, University of Miami is such a special place. You know, all these former players come back, and, you know, I come back. Everybody that's been associated with the Hurricanes, they come back because they have great memories. Great memories. And I want these guys to make their memories. You know, they make their memories coming up here in 10 or 15 days. They make their memories when they start playing Florida, you know. So prepare themselves to make that memory. And they'll be the guy coming back 10 or 15 years from now.
You know, it's hard for me to think about a great Notre Dame-Miami game and that you weren't part of that thing. Going through that and the documentaries and No Love even before the game and your guys getting after it. just so much fun to be part of that, Jimmy. I know you've been part of a lot of big games. Oh. I'm guessing that Notre Dame Miami game's got to rank right up there for you.
I love playing Notre Dame. First of all, you know, I really got great respect for Notre Dame. I think it's a great institution, great football program, on and on. But we had some, we had some great games with, with Notre Dame, here in the Orange Bowl. Not only the game where we set an all-time record for the biggest loss Notre Dame's ever had, but also, oh, I had to throw that in.
That's a good one. I like that.
If we'd have had instant replay, we would have won the one up there in South Bend. Lou Holtz would have never won a national championship, and we'd have had another national championship if we'd have had instant replay. But that's the way it goes. And so every now and then you got to have a little setback, I guess. But I love playing Notre Dame.
Well, I'll tell you what, those teams are loaded. I just think about some of those guys. Jimmy, thank you so much, man. Nice of you to be on the walk and be thinking about it, Jimmy.
I'm right here at the baseball stadium. I'm looking for a place to park. So I will talk to you later, Joe.
Thank you, Jimmy. Have a great day with the Canes, man. Thank you.
Okay.
All right. Jimmy Johnson joining us. Hey, man, whatever we could do to get a Hall of Fame coach from one location to the next, man, we'll do in the morning. We got to go to break here. We've got to get all caught up. Stay with us. We'll be back.
There are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery, though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby, Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. Amazon.com/Prime.
I'm Jordan Robinson, host of the new podcast, The Women's Hoop Show. Each episode, I'll be joined by a rotating group of women's basketball experts to talk WNBA, college hoops, the new Unrivaled League, and the shifting landscape of the sport. The game is growing, and so are we. Listen to and follow The Women's Hoop Show and Odyssey Podcast, available now for free on the Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Back in a moment. Two joint practices today, and then again tomorrow, and then they are off, and they're going to play a preseason game number two Saturday, and then they'll be back home for a couple weeks with a third and final preseason game against Jacksonville, and week off, put the roster together, figure out who you're going to keep, who you might be picking up from other teams. And so the league gives you a few extra days to get that done. And then the Dolphins will be off and running against the Colts in their opener on the road. We have a lot of other stuff. I want to thank Jimmy Johnson for coming on this morning. Spent a little time as he's going up to speak and hang out for practice today. And hey, man,
how cool is that, man?
Well,
you're one of those players in practice today. He's coming. Cool is that?
Yeah, I think it's still, I think most of those guys, first of all, they've been told, I could tell you the coaches will be jacked up to have Jimmy up there with everything he's done at both levels, the professional level as well as the college level. And hey, this whole Canes thing, we're going to get into it today. Well, I tell you what, people are raving about the flexibility and the front seven defensively. Ahmad Moten, all the talent in the world, got a little loose from time to time, can't freelance, but he's got ridiculous talent, and this is a big year for him, and they're jacked up. Justin Scott and David Blay at the defensive tackle positions inside. Now, another guy to keep an eye on that everybody's been raving about is this freshman, Dante Simpson, out of Chaminade, Madonna. First of all, we are told he's 275. I heard him the other day says he's between 290 and 300 pounds. And he is, I'll tell you what, that Chaminade Madonna, that thing is rolling right now with players. My gosh. You win a lot of games down here. You know, I always say this. If I gave you six schools and that's all you recruited was those six schools, you would be recruiter of the year in college football. I meant that. If you could get the two or three best players from Northwestern, Central, I could throw Columbus in there, but I'm going to go up to Chaminade, St. Thomas, American Heritage Plantation. Those schools, man, you get top guys on a couple of those schools, and you get yourself one hell of a player. We see it every year now. I was thinking of this, the cornerback position, everybody raving about. Damari Brown is back and healthy again. He got injured, if you remember, early last year. Xavier Lucas comes in, and everybody's been raving. There's a nice article about O.J. Frederick. There's been a few going into year two. Had a really good year out of So how about this? Damari Brown and Xavier Lucas are both American Heritage Plantation guys, and O.J. Frederick is a St. Thomas guy. It's been a long time since we've had frontline guys from those schools. And so a lot of good things, man, a lot of good things. And the flexibility that they're going to be with that front seven, with Bain at 270, Mezador between 270 and 280. Blunt has gained a whole bunch of weight, still a young guy, flexing around inside and outside. All the things they can do, mix and match with those guys. Can't wait to see what it's going to look like against Notre Dame. Really, really excited about the whole thing. We got to go to break. We got to get caught up here. We've got 7 o'clock hour. Kim Bocamper is going to join us from Detroit. We'll talk a little bit about the practice and preseason game. Bo, of course, doing analyst work for CBS for the games, along with Goldie. Those guys, two of my buds. And so we'll talk to those guys coming up. So stay with us for that. But first, before we do, I want to tell you about your South Florida Chevy dealers, man. Wherever you're headed, wherever you got a trip to, and I know we're back in school now, so it's too late for vacations. But I got to tell you, if you're looking for a new SUV or a new truck, your South Florida Chevy dealers have never looked better in the SUV family. I've been talking a lot. I got an Equinox while I was out in California for a couple weeks with my father. And I got to tell you, man, I could not believe I've been talking about it. But to finally get in one, the all-new Equinox, just the convenient driver tech, the great look, and all the space for you and your family is just unbelievable. Not only that, but the electric Equinox SUV is fantastic. Again, if you're ready to make that switch, well, I'll tell you what, they've got the Equinox SUV for you that you really, really like. Hey, right over to 2025 Traverse. Again, great look, all the space you could ever want. Can't go wrong. Right underneath the Tahoe, and of course, our big boys, Suburbans and Tahoes, all the room you could ever want. I just got myself a new Tahoe. I love it, and I know you'll love it too, the Silverado trucks. It's like not only our number one seller, it's got everything you need, including strong options when it comes to engines, everything you need. If it comes to power, your truck should be a Silverado. Take a test drive. Fall in love. 14 dealerships, South Florida. Great deals going on right now. Visit your South Florida Chevy dealers today.
You know, there are a lot of passions. Some days it's sports, other days it's cooking or music or just diving into a great documentary. The thing is, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. Amazon Prime isn't just about fast delivery. Though getting stuff the same day is pretty great. But it turns out it's so much more. Prime Video, Amazon Music, the whole range of services. It's like a hub for all kinds of curiosity. Prime helps people stay connected to what matters and keeps the journey of exploration going. Whether it's watching something inspiring, listening to a new artist, or getting gear delivered fast to chase a new hobby. Prime makes it easier to dive in. So yeah, whatever you're into, it's on Prime. From streaming to shopping, it's on Prime. Visit amazon.com/prime to get more out of whatever sparks interest. amazon.com/prime.
The Women's Hoop Show, a podcast hosted by me, Jordan Robinson, brings you fresh women's basketball voices and breakdowns every week. I'll be joined by hoop experts all year long. Find The Women's Hoop Show on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.